Repairs left undone, mould in the walls, or landlords withholding the bond. These are just some of the stories told by some of the millions of Australians in rented accommodation. Knowing your rights or having the means to challenge a landlord can be difficult. But in Victoria, lawyer Noel Lim saw the gap in the system and decided to build a solution. Noel is my guest this morning. Noel, welcome to Changing Australia.
Thanks for having me, Sally.
Where did this idea come from when you were a law student and what were you seeing at that time?
Yeah, so me and the co-founders of Annika Legal saw that there was this huge gap of people who had a legal problem but couldn't get the help that they needed to resolve it. Access to justice is what it's called. And we saw that there was only one in five people in Australia who could actually get access to justice, could resolve these legal problems. And that had been the case for decades. I think the part that really prompted us into action was that we saw that, you know, there's this such a huge problem, but also there were tens of thousands of law students who were really eager to help and they just didn't have the opportunities to contribute. And so that gave us the idea. And I think from there, we started talking to the community legal sector, the sector that provides free legal support to people who can't afford a lawyer, and asking them about this idea. And largely the response was, we've tried that. It doesn't really work that well with law students. They're only useful to a point because they require so much supervision. however, we thought we had something a little different in mind, and we thought that we would probably just have to try it ourselves to see if it could work.
So you had something different in mind. What was the model that you came up with?
Yeah, so we, you know, our community legal centres have worked with law students for decades. We had something different in mind in that law students can do more. They could, in fact, do, in many cases, 9/10 of what a lawyer already does. And in that way, just increase the number of people that you could provide free legal services with. And so we spent a few years developing this model, and we got to the point where each law student would double the capacity of our lawyers. And so that, you know, that meant that we could service twice as many people with the same amount of resources. And the bit that we needed to figure out was how to use technology and process design really intelligently to make sure that law students could be harnessed without having so much supervision required.
It sounds like a slightly tangled question, but what's the legality of using law students rather than lawyers in some of this stuff?
I'll just correct you on that. We do not use them instead of lawyers. Every single piece of advice is still signed off by a lawyer. The law students are just doing, you know, the vast majority of the legwork now, which means that, one of our lawyers can service up to 90 clients at a time with their help.
So you came up with this idea of, it's called Annika Legal. Where did that name come from, Noel?
Yeah, so Annika is the is both the Hindu goddess for justice, as well as a concept in Buddhism of things being in a constant state of change. And so that we thought that that really encapsulates both the vision of a world where everyone can access justice, but also our mission of doing things differently. Because in a world where only one in five people get access to justice, and that's been the case for decades, you need to do things differently if we're going to change that.
Mm. Noel, as you're speaking, it's not the main point of what you've been doing, but there must also be a benefit to the law students of getting out there and doing something practical. They must be learning a lot in this process as well.
Absolutely. I think this is why the model works and why we consider we have a practically infinite supply of eager law students who want to get involved. It adds a real element of, practical experience, real world experience to a, you know, often largely theoretical law degree. But also, I think the most importantly, you're giving law students the opportunity to see what they can do with their skills, their career, in contributing to a more socially just world. And that's going to foster a more socially responsible legal profession. And I think that's a really important cultural change that we need if we're going to get to a world where everyone can access justice.
You're listening to Changing Australia on Radio National Breakfast. And my guest this morning is Noel Lim, the founding CEO of the not-for-profit Annika Legal. What are the main issues that people are bringing to Annika when it comes to Australians who are renting and something is going wrong for them?
Yeah, so most of the cases that we take are, as you said, renters facing some sort of legal problem. Usually they need repairs, which they're legally entitled to, but the landlord won't do it. And as a result, they're living in an unsafe home. They might be getting unlawfully evicted, or they are leaving the home and the landlord is making a bogus bond claim, just trying to get what they can out of the renter's bond money. And so I'll give you an example. We had a client who had just, you know, living she was a single mum, had a baby, and living in a home that was falling down around her. There's gaps in the floorboards, holes in the walls. And that meant that her home was freezing all winter round because the air was getting in. She had to run the heater all night to keep her baby warm. She'd asked for all those repairs. Landlord and agent just didn't respond. And so she kind of had to face this choice of, do I rack up all these heating bills that I can't afford to pay, or do I let my baby freeze? Mm. And so that's the, you know, that was the, so obviously she ran the heater, and then when she, had all these heating bills that she couldn't afford and started falling behind on the rent, only then did the agent start calling her and saying, hey, you're behind on your rent and you're going to be evicted if you don't pay. And so that is the kind of issue, which is, you know, people think of this as a housing problem. It's also a legal problem because she has these rights. And honestly, she was doing the right thing in the first place by asking the landlord and the agent to make these repairs. But it was only when she, after months, got in touch with Annika Legal and we sent a letter with legal letterhead to the agent saying, you need to repair this, otherwise we're going to take this further, then the repairs got done immediately.
If some people are seeking assistance and it's explained to them, look, this is within your rights to raise this issue, or you have a right to this or that, how much reluctance is there sometimes from tenants to exercise or pursue those rights given the demand for housing at the moment?
Yeah, this is huge and honestly might be the largest issue at the moment because there is such a tight rental market and such a huge power imbalance that renters are, you know, are fearing retaliation and choosing not to exercise the rights that they do have on paper. And so, you know, Victoria has some of the strongest rental laws in Australia. There's still a long way to go, but they are the sort of the strongest in compared to the other states. But that's on paper. In practice, there are so many renters who are not who are foregoing those rights because they think, if I ask for these repairs, I might get a rent increase that I can't afford, or I just might get evicted. And we see that all the time. And so that is a really important part of what we're doing, providing legal support that not only tells renters what their rights are, but makes sure that they can enforce them and protects them from retaliation where possible.
Noel, this legal model that you've set up through Annika Legal, it's looking at renters at the moment. Could this model be replicated in other areas? And I'm thinking particularly while you're talking about people who've been affected by things like floods or bushfires, there have been big legal demands in some communities. People don't know how to go about it and it goes on for a long time.
Yeah, I would say absolutely yes. And that was the initial thinking behind starting Annika Legal. We saw the opportunity to do more with what we already had. You know, there is a real lack of funding in access to justice, you know, for how serious a problem it is and how core it is to the social contract. There's very little government funding for it compared to the other social services. And that has been the case for decades. And that's why it's only one in five people getting the help that they need. We saw a way to leverage the tens of thousands of law students. And that wasn't specific to housing. That was across all legal problems where people didn't get the support that they needed. And so, you know, as it relates to whether it relates to disaster, legal problems, or a range of other things like consumer problems, employment problems, these our aspiration is that we can assist other centres to replicate Annika Legal's model to make sure that we are making the resources we do have stretch as far as possible. And, you know, if we can double the capacity of all of the community lawyers out there, maybe that's a way for us to meaningfully shift the dial on access to justice and maybe get that one in five closer to two in five at least.
Would it work in something like domestic violence, where we know there's just massive demand for help and advice?
Yeah, the area of law will really determine how effective this model is. I would say in domestic violence, which is a much more complex and high stakes legal problem with some really awful things happening, typically it's going to be less effective. I think where this model will really succeed and have the biggest gains in effectiveness is where it's a relatively simple linear problem, but also a high volume problem. And so you can imagine just like it's about half of renters who need repairs. So you've got this huge amount of need, but also a relatively straightforward legal process. I think some of the others that might be relevant were, you know, certain types of wage theft or consumer issues where you're, you know, it's, you're getting ripped off by a corporate seller. So, yeah, I think the aspiration is absolutely to roll it out in a bunch of different areas, but they're not all going to fit as well as housing is.
It's a fantastic idea. And Noel, thank you very much for joining me this morning.
Thanks, Ellie.
Noel Lim is the founding CEO of Annika Legal, harnessing law students to work alongside lawyers. At the moment, they're dealing with rental issues, but there is some hope it can be replicated into other areas.